Well, this thing had gone on. People had begun to get a bunch of men staying together. The nerves get a little ragged. And I think we did a pretty good job. We done always got in trouble. And we didn't get in trouble with the marches. We didn't get in trouble among ourselves. But the night that this lady was killed, it was troopers, investigators, people just like us staying in all these motels where we were staying were notified that this lady was killed down on the road coming from Selma. And they finally made the march all the way to Montgomery. So he kept trying to get meetings inside the Capitol, and any reason that he could use it all to get inside to the governor. Of course, our orders were to keep him out. He's not supposed to get in unless he's got an appointment. He wouldn't see the whole bunch at one time. It'd been crazy. Somebody would have killed him, sure as the world. That was our thinking. It's just like he was talking about Martin Luther King being killed. We knew that somebody was going to kill him, but we didn't know where, because he was just too much of a target. We protected the man the best we could, but he was killed in another state, thank goodness, in Alabama, but it's unfortunate the man had to be killed.
Who's the governor you're referring to?
George Wallace. One of the best governors the state of Alabama has ever had. Now, I won't say this. All the way from the governor, I would say this is through the rank and file of the enforcement people that were out there trying to protect the civil rights marchers, protect the citizens of Alabama and any other place that we were working. Now, we were persecuted, but a lot of these people were supposed to have been religious people. They're telling us they were praying for us and we needed help. And the best thing I could tell them, I need all the help I can get and all the praying I could get. I didn't think I was by myself. I didn't have to go off somewhere to find it. Mine was in my own back door, stayed there all the time. I didn't have to catch a bus and come down here and hunt it. I thought I had some at home.
What was the purpose, in your opinion, of the march from Selma to Montgomery?
Making money.
Making money?
Making money.
Expand on that for me.
Okay. Let's go back to Birmingham. It's a short trip. They had the church meetings every night, which is fine. That's a good deal. I didn't attend, but my orders were not. They didn't tell me not to attend, but my orders was on another post. It was helping protect that church and protecting the people. And I've understood that they used the offering plate sometimes would be even washpots. Not washpots, but tubs of some sort of denomination, whether it be plastic or metal or what, I don't know. If they didn't get enough money in that thing to go that time, they'd pass it again. Tell them they had to have more money. Well, if you take as much people and making as much money as Martin Luther King and several of the other higher echelons with the organization. It took money. It took a lot of money. I can understand why. They're not going to travel for nothing. They can't. They probably didn't have that much money to start traveling and getting all these people together and hiring some of these people out of their own pocket or out of the kitty to pay them. You know, that's why I say it's money, where it's in Birmingham or where it's in Montgomery or where it is. They still took that a collection up every time they got them together. If they didn't get enough, they'd send it back.
How does that compare with what the media was publicizing during that time?
I think the media was printing what they wanted to print. I found that a lot of the media was not working for any one paper, newspaper. They were freelance writers, freelance photographers. And when talking with them, they'd not hesitate to tell you they was from England or wherever, what country they might be from. And what they were doing, they were selling this to whoever would pay them for it, which is the way they had of making a living. But now the man who was making the pictures and the man who was writing the stories, they didn't even confer with one another. Whoever was seeing the picture wrote what he wanted to put it, the caption underneath that picture. I know they had the Bull Connor, for example, in Birmingham, turned the dogs loose on some of them down there to quiet them down. It did quiet them down. It moved them. Then they started tearing the bricks up off the streets and started throwing it back at the policemen and the firemen. Firemen used water hose to quiet them down. People just having a fit. And I say quieting them down, I'm talking about somebody that's rowdy and you don't want to kill them, but you want to make them go home or do whatever they're supposed to that's right, rather than just having a fit all hours of night and day. And they trained these people in a little old training school right there at the park in Birmingham, how to get out in front of a car and get hit and not get hurt, and how to file lawsuits, how to keep people in an uproar, how to steal a car. I was on three different posts in Birmingham, and I had one particular person every time I'd show up at that place where he'd show up. I don't know where he was looking for me or it was just a coincidence. By the time I made the third stop, I got to where I watched this person pretty close. Because I didn't want him jumping on me, especially from my back or some of my buddies' backs. Or even some perfect plain citizen, innocent as they could be. But now a lot of that went on in Birmingham. A lot of it went on everywhere you went. Even Montgomery, when the thing was beginning to quieten down, so to speak, they getting everything they had been promised. Even some of them had got to a point to where they could get a governor's appointment and see him. And not when they wanted to, they'd have to make an appointment like everybody else. That's some of my experiences with the thing. I feel like the enforcement people were handed a big bad blow. The people in Selma, Alabama, I couldn't ask to be nicer people than anywhere. We didn't have to buy a meal. We didn't have to do nothing. They put the meals out on the porch or either served it to us. And us sitting in the car all the time. And if you don't think sitting in an automobile about 3 weeks running every day, you go in the motel and sleep a few hours and come back out, and you get right back in that same automobile, and it's the same people. You haven't got time to go out and get something to eat. The place Selma, I don't think, could have fed us all. So the citizens of Selma sat in and made us sandwiches, fried chicken, you name it. They fed us like kings. They're a nice bunch of people, and they didn't deserve what they got. And still getting it. Selma's still getting it.
What was the country? Was the country in general support of what was happening?
A lot of them were. I don't think this part of the country was. I don't think they supported it one bit in the world. Most of them were highly opposed to it, not because it's black or white, but the mere fact that somebody has stepped in and told you what you was going to do and what you wasn't going to do. Example, Bull Connor was elected president of the Alabama Public Service Commission. And I was at that time, it transferred into a new organization which we were calling Gas Pipeline Safety, which was a natural gas rule and regulation that was not covered by anyone. Except maybe the fire department, what they did. So we immediately gets out trying to train people and the gas companies and their personnel on how to, after going to schools ourselves by being trained of on-the-job trainings that before we had ever gone to work with the state, you've grown up in it, or you've had training after you have... gone to a certain level in the pipeline safety. I said, and then the government even steps in and starts giving you free schooling. Come into your state and giving you these schoolings. At that time, Bull Connor would not accept federal money because he said federal would be telling the state then what they were going to do with these people, how they were going to run them, and he didn't want it to run like right away. He thought the state ought to stay independent and have their own people and do what they were supposed to do. But after Mr. Connor passed away, well, they saw fit to begin to take that state money and apply it to the federal money and applying it to the state jobs. And it just grew and grew, and then the feds, they are telling them today what they will do and won't do. The very words the man said would happen has happened. Whether it's good or whether it's bad, I don't know. They claim it might be progress. Well, it may be. It did give us another source of an education. That was to Oklahoma City out the FFA Institute out there.
How do you think the civil rights movement changed you and also the United States?
Changed me? I'm gonna change me first, like I think it affected me. I used to. I never had a problem with the colored people or any minorities. I always played with them, had a big time with them. But after seeing what I saw on this civil rights movement that had gone on and was still going on and is still going on, they are too demanding for me. They want things that most people have to work to obtain. And I said, it looks like some of these people just wanted to give it to you, an education. They claim some white people get an education. So blacks say this. And blacks will say, well, he's white. He don't have to get it. He don't have to work for it. And we can't even get it if we do work for it. And I used to feel sorry for the colored folks, but I thought a lot of this was true until I got to exposed to it, and I saw what was happening and how they reacted and how they liked. And I said, I learned the truth. And I know it. I know what the truth is. But a lot of the people in this country don't want to believe that all this took place or it even took place. Some of them don't even believe the Holocaust happened in Germany in World War II like it is, or like it did happen. They wasn't there. They weren't old enough. They know now. The ones that are old enough, they know what happened. They saw it. The country, I think it has made the blacks and the whites, further. I think it drove them further apart. Maybe in this part of the country it don't bother as much as do some of your other places. You look at Los Angeles or Detroit, you just go on and on places, and you're having now gangs forming, drive-by shootings, you name it. And I don't know how you're going to stop it unless, well, we have a governor now by the name of James who's instituting or trying to institute or reinstitute the chain gangs. I personally think it'd work. And I don't care what color it is, or the person black, white, polka dot pink, or what. Now, he's got a duty to perform if he's going to be a citizen of the United States, and we're all going to have to, under God's heaven, get along and love one another. And some of these people don't think you're supposed to. Now, you're supposed to love me, but I don't have to love you. And I say this is happening with the blacks and the whites, and any colors. And if we don't do something to stop it, you're going to have a revolution, I believe, coming in this country. How far down the line, I have no idea, but it's coming.
As a senior citizen, how do you view my generation's attitude towards civil rights and more recent conflicts in history?
Well, as a senior citizen, I don't really expect a whole lot. I've seen a whole lot. I've seen so much, so many changes in my lifetime. I don't think I'll live to see it. The changes that's coming. And believe me, there's some of them coming. Bad changes, some of them good changes. They're going to have to if we continue to be a nation. People are going to have to get along. I don't care who we are. Black, white, Indian, you name it. We're going to have to learn to love one another and get along with people. But everybody has rights. I have my rights, same as you have your rights. And if we can't all exercise our own rights without getting on somebody's toes, we're hurting. I think if we get a little closer to God, we can all do a lot better job than what we're doing right now.
How do you feel about the government's views about civil rights these days?
I think most of your views from your government is coming from people who are wanting the support of the, as it turns out right now, the minority people, the groups, financially and otherwise. Because this gets them elected or reelected, whatever it might be. This is the thing that's strong going or people love to hear. And some people are going to vote. Some people are going to get to where they're not going to vote, period.